to get the maximum benefit out of these enterprise units and to try and create employment, we need high-speed broadband, which has been a huge drawback for many towns and villages, not only in Leitrim but throughout the west of Ireland. And we have been promised now, we've been informed by Leitrim County Council, that we will have this high-speed broadband by the end of the year. Now, we did hear that last year as well, but I'm much more hopeful now that it's going to be rolled out. Now, it will be rolled out to the village, and I'm talking about Drumcairn, but there are other towns and villages included in the scheme as well. But actually, it will cover the village and a small bit of the hinterland on either all sides of the village. But it's not going to be rolled out through the entire rural areas at this time. And everybody knows about the difficulty in relation to the tender for that. And, you know, that's going to take longer. But to get high-speed broadband into the village would be fantastic, because a lot of people, not only just for people that live in the village and the enterprise units, but there are a number of people that want to work from home.
And I know you mentioned that the three units that have already been renovated there in Drumcairn, was there some businesses that actually are no longer using those units because of the broadband issue? Like, has it affected local startups?
Oh, most definitely. I mean, we had several inquiries over the last anything up to 10 years now, people that would be interested in them, but their businesses, they needed high-speed broadband, and, you know, one of them went to Carrick and others have gone elsewhere. But over the years, we've been pretty successful with the units, and I suppose just to let people know that the reason the enterprise units were put there at all in the first place was when the Origna mines closed and there was a lack of employment, just trying to create employment. And for a long number of years, we had quite a lot of employment there. We had Country Cooking, a very successful company that supplied pre-prepared meals. We had Grogan and Courage, another very successful business. And as you know now, they moved to Carrick and Shannon because they needed to expand. So that was the idea of startup units, where small entrepreneurs could come in, start up their business, and then if they grew, then they would move on. So we had a number of people like that in it. At the moment, we have Loch Allen College are using one of our units to provide PLC and training, and the other two that were renovated, Hibernian wind farms, are renting those, and they have people working on their wind farms locally. So to get the other three units up and running now with this money would be fantastic, if we get the high-speed broadband, because then we may get people in that will do office work, that may do maybe start up small businesses, and we're looking forward to that.